Hello and welcome to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mother Teresa is often paraphrased as saying something like, "Never let yourself get so sad as to forget the resurrection." One could say something similar in regard to the Transfiguration, and that indeed is why we feast it today. Not only the same thing that the apostles saw, but for the same reason: to give us encouragement in the darkness, to remind us that God has not cruelly dropped us into a dark and confining society and gone to the Paradiso, but that He is with us, and that this is the mission: to be with and contemplate Him in the world, and to help others participate in that joyful closeness that recolors our days from drab to radiant brightness. As our reading describes, "His robe was white as snow, the hair of His head as pure as wool. His throne was a blaze of flames, its wheels were a burning fire. A stream of fire poured out, issuing from His presence. 1,000,000 waited on Him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before Him." This is reality. This is what we live as Christians. Blessed and praised be You, O Lord, to be so close and so loved by You. Let us pray. O God, who in the glorious transfiguration of Your only begotten Son, confirmed the mysteries of faith by the witness of the fathers, and wonderfully prefigured our full adoption to sonship, grant, we pray, to Your servants, that listening to the voice of Your beloved Son, we may merit to become co-heirs with Him. He lives and reigns with You in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.